Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon from the 8 a.m. service on Sunday, February 4th, 2018.
The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princesses to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown. Scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them by all name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Immediately Jesus left the synagogue and entered the home of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everyone is looking for you. Everyone's looking for me? Really? How flattering. Well, not necessarily. Certainly not when you're supposed to be somewhere at a certain time and you're nowhere to be found. Those people who are waiting for you to arrive are disappointed in you. You've let them down, and that's not a good thing. Everyone's looking for you. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those are words that every pastor is terrified to hear, especially this one. I want to share something with you. I've had this recurring nightmare all too long. The head elder calls me at home wondering where I might be. The service is scheduled to start in 5 minutes. I'm nowhere to be found. Because somehow and inexplicably and much to my horror, I overslept. So instead of being in my clerical garb and robe, I'm in my sweatpants. You know, as your pastor, the last thing I want to do is let down the members of my flock by not being where I'm supposed to be at the appointed hour. After spending the night at Peter and Andrew's house, very early in the morning, Jesus gets up and he goes off to a solitary place alone where he can spend some time with his Father in uninterrupted prayer. And then from out of nowhere, almost like a bad situation comedy, Peter and the disciples pop up and they announce, "Jesus, everyone's looking for you." Why is everyone looking for Jesus? Well, while Jesus was a guest at Peter's home that night before, the entire town had gathered at the door. Jesus spent that entire evening healing diseases and driving out demons. And now that very next day, people were returning and asking, "Where did he go?" They expected to find him at Peter's house. And when they didn't find him there, they were very disappointed. I guess you could say that Jesus' absence made those people unhappy. Here they come with their wants and needs and expectations. They want to see Jesus. They want Jesus to do something for them. And Jesus was nowhere to be found. You have to wonder, don't you? Why didn't Jesus stick around? This is the type of opportunity every pastor dreams of. Well, at least me. Of people coming up to you in droves, lining up outside the church, packing the sanctuary, only to discover the pastor's not there. Think about how you would feel if on Easter Sunday, when this church is full of members and their families and visitors, I simply didn't bother to show up without so much as a word of warning or explanation. Everyone's looking around. The order is given. The elder is sent out. Find the pastor. Eventually, Emil finds me in the woods nearby, on my knees in prayer. Emil looks at me angrily. I have a hard time picturing that, but he looks at me angrily and he barks, "What are you doing here? Everyone's looking for you. You've got a job to do." Would you be unhappy with me? Would you demand an explanation for my actions? Am I acting selfishly, sinfully? Well, sure I am. And yet, Jesus kind of did the same thing, didn't he? My dear family in Christ, may I never shirk my responsibilities to you. I need to be here at the appointed hour, and I know it. By the way, I also need to be in prayer. Because God tells me to and because I want to. But with that said, I won't use prayer as an excuse not to do my job. So why did Jesus go off? Perhaps a better question to ask, what was Jesus' job? Was he sent into this world to perform medical miracles? Is that why Jesus came? To cure whatever ails you? Was he sent to earth to make things right? You know, level the socioeconomic playing field. To make the poor and rich equal and happy. Equal and happy. Now, at some time, you may have heard some pastor talk about being happy in the here and now. Your best life now. That's often proclaimed in many religious broadcasts and in many churches as well. Being happy in this world is often being passed off as Christianity. But Jesus himself would tell you, no, my kingdom is not of this world. Jesus wasn't sent to be a crowd pleaser. Material pleasures and financial security and relationships and happiness have absolutely nothing to do with Christ and Christianity. And nevertheless, that's what many people search for in a church today. They look for that Jesus who will provide them with their basic necessities because they already spent all their money on smartphones and large screen TVs and recreational vehicles and vacations. Others come looking for a Jesus who will provide them with some sound advice about life's personal problems. Why, there are even those people who come to church looking for a companion. It's true. And what happens when people don't find what they want? They're off and running, aren't they? Looking for that place where their personal desires can be fulfilled. That saddens me. Too many people think of God's church as nothing more than a sanctified clubhouse, where like-minded people can get together and talk and drink coffee and feel that certain sense of belonging. As for sound teaching and doctrine, as for ensuring that Christ is faithfully preached, yeah, well, whatever, Pastor. Just don't interrupt us while we're talking, okay? I mean, we're here, we all worship the same Jesus, right? Isn't that the important thing? That we're here, that we're together, and that we're happy? Well, no. No, it's not. My brothers and sisters in Christ, make no mistake about it. The church is here to care for each and every person as best as we can in body and soul. We do the best that we can with what we've been blessed with. And as Christians, that's what we better do, all of us, because that's what Jesus did and that's what Jesus expects us to do as well. Excuse me. But why does the church exist? The answer is simple. We exist for the sole purpose of giving and proclaiming Christ crucified and Christ resurrected. That's really it. And everything else we have and do is a gift from Almighty God that has been given to us for the purpose of serving the mission of his church on earth. We exist as a church because of our Lord's word and command. And he commands us. He commands you to go and make disciples. Too many people in the church say, how do we do that? Well, it begins in baptizing and teaching, by letting God work through his means of grace, his word and his sacraments. And that means you exist for the purpose of bringing people to Christ where he can be found, here in his life-giving means of grace, so that he can work his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation in those people you bring to him. Without Christ at the heart of all that we say and all that we do around here, you can have everything this world has to offer and have absolutely nothing at all. Without Christ, you can offer everyone who walks through those doors everything their hearts desire. And then they can walk out of here with absolutely nothing. If Jesus Christ is not at the center of who we are, then we are just a group of like-minded individuals who like to get together on a Sunday morning and not the body of Christ, called to proclaim Jesus in our daily lives as well as here in our worship. So why didn't Jesus remain at Peter's house? Jesus says, let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come. Jesus was sent for that purpose, not to be a crowd pleaser, but to take the good news of the kingdom of God to all the world. As the children of God, as those who have been baptized into him, he's telling you to do the same. Did Jesus come into this world to give us a place to gather? To make us happy? To give everybody what they want? No! Jesus came to give us what we need, the forgiveness and salvation that comes through him who died on a cross for sinners. Sinners like me. Sinners like you. And you know what else? Jesus even died for all those people out there who don't know him as their Lord and Savior. People that you know. People who need to know. And you know that you need to tell them. That, my friends, is pleasing to him. You know, I have come to realize that I cannot simply please everyone all the time. As a matter of fact, I've realized that there are some people I simply cannot please at all. That used to trouble me. But now I realize that's okay. That's not why I was called to serve you. My job is to point you to Jesus Christ, who lived and died and rose for you in your eternal life. And only by the hearing of this word can you really understand what true joy and happiness and peace really is. There's no real peace in health or wealth or other worldly goods. True peace is found in Jesus Christ alone. True peace is being with him here on this very day in his church. Jesus was not sent to be a people pleaser. Jesus was sent to be a people saver. And the faith in Jesus that leads us to eternal salvation begins right here, where we are baptized, where we hear the word of Christ, where we receive our Lord's body and blood. This is our church's vocation and calling, so that whoever hears and believes in this good news will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Our God wants all people to be saved. And so, my dear friends, God grant that you may be faithful to his calling. God grant that the heart of the people here at St. Peter may flourish and prosper in the one true faith, overflowing with love for God and for those souls that Jesus came to save. My friends, those souls out there are looking, just waiting for the word. And Jesus is looking to you. May the mission to which God has called our church, to which God calls you, set your hearts on fire and fill them with the joy and peace which surpasses all understanding, today and into all of eternity. One more thing. If you're looking for true happiness, look no further than right here. The cross of him who died and rose for you. Go in God's peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.